Hey guys.
Hi guys.
Welcome back to Tea Time with Saf and Diaz.
Back at it again.
So guys, today's topic is...
Drum roll please. Nigerian
hotels.
Capiche.
Guys, can we talk about Nigerian hotels? Especially in the north.
Yes.
Where, as a woman, as a girl, you can't walk into a hotel without getting that look.
That stare, like, bitch, ho whore.
Yeah.
We know you've been out to something.
Exactly. You have to do the walk of shame, walking like you got some egg down your
missing your legs. Like, oh, shit. This is looking at me. That is looking at me like... My tired is tired as well.
It is annoying. Can we stop with the mentality?
You know that you can't walk into a hotel freely like the nigga next to you can. He doesn't feel no type of way.
No type of way.
No type of way. The nigga is gonna walk strut in there, but you're covering your face like, oh shit. Every time Dick and Harry
is staring at me. Giving you judgmental looks.
And you know, it's there, like they're doing it. It's not even a thing where it's in your head. They are doing it. They are, like, you know, already subjecting you to judgment and critique.
It has nothing to do with your guilt.
Exactly, like they are doing it.
They're doing it. The guy doesn't get any looks.
Not at all, any judgment.
Nothing whatsoever. But you, as the girl, you're looked at as a, what do you call them? You know what?
Escorts, like a whore.
Yeah. So you can't simply visit a hotel as a girl.
It's
a taboo.
Yeah. Like, oh shit.
Yeah, nothing else will take you to a hotel but to meet a guy. Exactly. But a rendezvous. And so, can I just say that even if it's a rendezvous, it shouldn't be anyone's
fucking
business.
Period.
It's no one else's business.
Period.
Do you get what I'm saying? It's hella annoying, hella uncomfortable.
And it's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful. They'll see a classy girl all up in her cute outfit, mm-hmm. looking all sweet, but then she can't walk with her confidence.
She would have to be hiding her face or let this person not see me, thinking I'm coming here to fuck or something. But what if I'm coming here to relax?
Yeah.
What if I want to have a weekend alone?
What if I'm here with my parents?
Or if I'm here with my boo? So what?
So what?
So what?
And
so
I just,
what?
These are two things, yeah. First of all, the looks. And then why is it that it's the girl that's getting the looks?
Yes, that's the problem with this.
It's
always the girl, even if the nigga is strutting in with
right
his whole fucking confidence.
Like, right next to her.
It's never the nigga. Because
it's
obviously it's acceptable for a nigga to walk into a hotel with 10 different girls. Nobody's going to question his sex life or call him a slut. But when a girl walks into a hotel with a nigga, it's up. She's an escort, a prostitute,
or
whore. We need to blow that out.
Bleep.
Thinking I'm coming here to fuck.
Something.
She's there to do something. Clearly, everybody's giving her that look. Like, oh, bruh, she's with it again.
Yeah.
This is one of them girls. Like, that needs to end, auntie.
That needs to end
because I'm tired.
My tired is tired.
Period.
As well.
Like, I'm tired.
Yeah, guys.
My tired is tired. Me
right.
too.
Peace out.
Bye, house.
Bye. Okay. Bye.
Beep again.
What if our parents are listening?
We'll beep it, bitch.
All right. Bye.
Bye, y'all.